In a fast-changing economic environment, HSBC's global network and local expertise leads the way in helping businesses meet their growth potential by connecting our customers to opportunities the world over. HSBC is on the ground in 71 countries and territories. Trade is in our DNA. To register for our next webinar, Forging Ahead, Global Trends for 2017 and Beyond, search online for HSBC Webinar or click the banner on your screen. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.
Why Sony's PS4 Pro is leading the way to the future of video game consoles.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York with a look at Sony's new PS4 Pro gaming console. It's all the buzz demanding a high-performance TV and showing just how good games can look on 4K HDR TVs. But is it worth the $400, especially if you don't have that advanced TV set? Let's get the very latest from the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles, who joins us right now. So, Nathan, from my understanding, the PS4 Pro and the regular PS4, they play the exact same games, run the same streaming apps, but let's talk about the differences. I would assume that PS4 Pro lives up to its name. It's a turbocharged version of sorts.
Yeah, basically, this is, amped up hardware. What you're really paying for here, and the PS4 Pro is $100 more. It's $400 instead of $300 as the regular PS4 is a beefed up graphics, basically twice as powerful graphics card, faster processing power, a little bit more RAM, and actually the hard drive is bigger too. You get a terabyte worth of storage instead of 500 gigabytes, so you can download a bunch more games. All that looks pretty nice on a spec sheet, and it does offer a tangible benefit, but that really comes down to whether or not you have the right TV to show off that benefit.
You need that 4K, right?
Exactly. This system is the first of what will be the future of video game consoles that are really built for gaming in 4K and HDR. And basically what 4K means is, you go into any Target or Best Buy or something, you're going to see 4K TVs. They have four times the number of pixels that a regular 1080p TV has. And then HDR basically is a technology that's found on many 4K TVs, but not all, that allows you to have a much wider color gamut, which means the TVs can actually show more colors than ever before, and you get much better contrast. And that really helps in scenes in movies and video games and things like that, where you see maybe like the sun in the sky reflecting off the clouds, or a fire in a scene at night, and different things like this. You'll just get something that looks much more realistic, and rather than having like a blown out blotch of light in one section of the television.
And it really is that much better, right? Because remember when 1080 pixels came out, everyone's mind was blown. 4K and then playing 4K on video games are already so realistic as it is. It's really just got to be, you just kind of probably have to see it to believe it.
Yeah, it's kind of tough. It is one of those things you really do need to see to believe. I'll be honest with you. I was excited to review the PS4 Pro. I love video games. I have all the consoles in my apartment, even if I don't have the time to play them that I'd like. But I was kind of ready to not recommend the PlayStation 4 Pro. I thought, you know what? This seems like a nice spec upgrade, but not everybody's going to need this. But after spending more than a week living with it and trying about a dozen different games, I was really, really impressed and wowed. And it's the first thing that's made me really want to go out and buy a 4K HDR TV. I've always thought, okay, next television I get is going to be this kind of set. Mm-hmm. But the gaming experience visually looked that much better. Like you said, it's actually the same games, and what you're doing isn't any different. It just looks so much better. One of the standout games for me was one called Battlefield 1, which is a World War 1 game, and the contrast and the colors and everything just gave it a much more cinematic look. War is an ugly thing, but this is a very beautiful looking game. And there were plenty of other examples, Tomb Raider and a new game called NBA 2K17 that's in 4K and all sorts of things like that. And it really, really impressed me. So if you already have a 4K HDR TV, or you're going to buy one within the next couple years, and you want to get, the best looking video game experience you can on a television, the PS4 Pro is a no-brainer. If you have a 1080p TV and you're going to stick with that for the next few years, then you should really stick with what you got, because the tangible benefits aren't there for those older televisions.
Yeah, and it's probably hard to go back once you start. Does Sony have an edge here? How do companies like, let's say, Microsoft and Nintendo fare in this 4K arena?
Well, you know, Sony has an edge in that they're the first ones out with a television that really can take, I mean, with a PlayStation that can really take advantage of this. Microsoft has its competitor, the Xbox One S, which can handle HDR, but doesn't offer 4K gaming. It does, however, offer like 4K streaming on Netflix and things like that. And the PlayStation 4 Pro has that as well. So right now, if you want you know, gaming that is 4K quality on your television, the PS4 Pro is really your only option. Now, next year, Microsoft is going to come out with a new version of the Xbox, which for now they're calling Scorpio, but I'm sure they're going to change the name before then. And that Xbox will be built for 4K gaming. So they're going to be a year late with their answer to the PS4 Pro. And Nintendo has a new console coming out in March called the Nintendo Switch, and they haven't yet said whether it will do 4K games or whether it will support HDR. So that's a big question mark. But the fact of the matter is this is where TV technology is going. You can actually get a big 4K HDR TV for about $600 or $700 right now. Mm-hmm. And the prices are continuing to drop. Just a year ago, the same TV sets would have been about $1,200.
Right.
So, this is where things are going, and Sony has an advantage in being first.
Very good. Nathan, thank you as always.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Once again, we've been speaking to the journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. He covers all things tech for the journal. You want to make sure you follow his stories at WSJ.com. That wraps up this edition of The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.